than nothing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Squat Cobbler. This is episode 4,327, or 39 if you use the more traditional system of counting. We have a special guest with us tonight, but let's do the usual introductions first, and then we'll surprise you guys with the special guest. I'm Mike at Official Pagan on everything, and joining me as always...
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelly Toole at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter, and the harvest slowly begins.
That was ominous.
Who is that?
This is dun, Mel. Dun, dun. At Karmic 9 everywhere, as Mike said. So,
Mel, I am so happy to have you guys back to Inertia and Support.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm a little scared to be here because I've heard that you made a request for me to appear here. And so I'm a little scared.
You guys are my favorite podcasting duo. So as a supporter, which is what I call myself as a hardcore fan of Nurture and Support, I am incredibly excited the show is back in regular rotation. And of course, we had to get you on here. You're our first returning guest. Isn't that right, Kelly?
That's correct. Although Vex. What about Vex?
I don't think so. I think Vex was just on an episode, and then he was on a Assault and Battery with us.
Okay.
But he did not do Squat Cobblers.
And he's way down our list anyway.
Right.
Well, I'm honored to be in the Squat Cobbler Hall of Fame, I think, maybe.
Well, you know, while you were gone, as we did some more of these, I don't know if you heard, but Kelly got himself into a little bit of trouble. Now, he might try and spin it and make it sound like I had something to do with that. But let's be clear here. We're on my YouTube account right now. I am not suspended. Kelly was suspended.
Yeah, because suspended troublemaker.
Suspended's a little strong. You know, I can look at YouTube videos. I can. There's a few other things I can do. I'm unable to host a hangout currently. So that's nice.
Now, Mel, since we have you here, I need to ask your advice. How do you keep him in line when you guys are doing a show together? Obviously, I'm not as skilled at that as you are.
Well, the key to it is you now have the power since you're hosting the hangout that you're recording from. You can actually mute him if you need to. And
Mel, are you saying we should mute him? You're saying we should mute Kelly periodically and we just do this thing together?
I would never mute Kelly, except, you know, he starts dropping all those F-bombs and curse words and everything. So, you know, sometimes you just, you have to control him just a little bit.
It's true. I'm always trying to keep the show clean, and then he starts taking it down some weird paths.
Yeah,
it's a little scary at times.
That's what I hear.
So hope everybody enjoyed the shortest Squat Cobbler ever.
Well, Kelly, since you know you're being put on the spot here, why don't you start with your recommendation to redeem yourself to the squatties?
Okay, I will do my level best. My recommendation for this week, it's a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel is called Because Geek. This is a YouTube channel at this point in time primarily focused on Game of Thrones, and it's run by a young lady out of Canada. And as we've discussed in previous shows, these Canadian people are very nice people. And she's one of those very nice people from Canada. And she's really actively involved in, prior to, you know, very excited that Game of Thrones is back up and running again. Leading up to it, she was taking every trailer, every piece of information, kind of doing breakdowns on it. So her channel basically consists of breakdowns of trailers or fan theories or other types of things, and then episode reviews and YouTube reviews of the current episodes that have gone through. She'll also hold something that I think would be a horribly bad idea for us to do, Mike, which is she'll do a kind of a live chat and record that. So it's her interacting with all the sorts of folks that are interested. I think ours could be a fairly frightening process if we did that, since particularly for some of our Alice Cooper content, we've had some impassioned points of view shared around our opinions of albums. She's really accessible.
Well, I think that's what you get, though, when you have two people who are as world-wise as we are and completely right in our stances on everything. You're going to have people who wrongly disagree with us here and there.
Yeah, in graphic language from time to time, impassioned, shall we say. So she'll do the Q&A stuff on occasion. She'll get those scheduled up. It's kind of a live deal. It's very cool. She breaks down every kind of trailer. She goes through the different theories. And so without getting too spoiler-oriented for Game of Thrones, there's a dagger, which figured in highly important in the first season that is making a reappearance in certain materials. And there's a lot of theories going on around that. And she's had an individual show kind of going through, it could be this, it could be that. It's well-produced, good sound. She's smart. It's fun to listen to. And if I can't get enough Game of Thrones content, I really, of all the different things that are out there, enjoy her stuff about the best. I like her insights. And she's interesting to listen to. So if you're a Game of Thrones fan and you're looking for some additional content on that, I highly recommend going to Because Geek. After this season ends for Game of Thrones, she'll be branching out into doing other geek culture shows and different types of breakdowns in addition. But right now it's all Game of Thrones channel. And if you like Game of Thrones, it's a pretty nice addition to your content to help you enjoy the show. So Because Geek on YouTube is my recommendation for the week.
That's a pretty cool recommendation. Now, you're a Game of Thrones book reader as well, right?
Yes, I am. And Mel's a partial reader. She only read the verbs in the books.
Yes, because there were too many nouns. I just decided to read the verbs. I have started watching the newest season of Game of Thrones, so I will have to check out that YouTube channel.
Now, when you say that you have started watching it, were you considering not watching it?
Well, I've been an intermittent watcher because I read up to the most recent books, and so I'm familiar with the characters. So I've seen an episode here and there, so I know enough to not be lost. So I watched the first season. The rest of it's been kind of hit and miss. I've caught some of the big episodes and the big scenes, like the Red Wedding. Cool stuff like that. But I haven't been sit down Sunday nights. I have to be watching Game of Thrones. Mainly because, you know, The Walking Dead came on Sundays. And I needed a break from the trauma of The Walking Dead. But I stopped watching The Walking Dead a while back. So I'm free up on Sundays and not stressed and traumatized.
Well, it's always good not to be stressed and traumatized.
No, I have my government for that.
See, now look who's the troublemaker on this episode. I feel like I'm always vilified, but I'm going to jump in here and say I'm glad you made this recommendation, Kelly, because we really should try in our administration to mend fences with Mexico North.
Yeah, we've not got off on a good foot with them. Kind of my job on the ticket is to kind of provide counterbalance on occasion. So I am making attempts to make nice with Canada.
Now, let me ask you guys something, since you're both familiar with the Game of Thrones universe, and Kelly has actually expressed on this show that he watches Game of Thrones related pornography. What fan theories?
Wait. There, you need porn for Game of Thrones? There's not enough in the show?
Yeah, Kelly.
You have to go outside of it? Guys.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, so for those of you listening to this podcast on YouTube, it may have been a little choppy over this period because I'll probably be doing some pretty aggressive editing during this session. But if you want to hear the full discussion,
next to the videos, put aggressively edited for YouTube.
I changed the description for the Squat Cobbler YouTube content to say gently edited for YouTube. So it so they'll be mixed up. Yeah. So I think Mike has kind of misrepresented the facts here. But
have I think, though?
Yes, I believe you have. Because I was asked a hypothetical.
But have I?
Yes, you have.
Okay, let's see. Relay this then in your terms.
I'm just going to go back to what Mel's point is to say, isn't Game of Thrones porn redundant?
You didn't seem to think so when we discussed it on the show.
So you're aware we recorded this and people could go back and listen to it.
And I hope they do.
Fake news. It's everywhere. Just repeat it enough times, everybody believes it.
Yeah, don't encourage him, Mel. Don't encourage him.
I don't think he needs my encouragement, so.
Well, anyway, though, since you're both familiar with the Game of Thrones universe, do you guys have any crazy fan theories that you've read that you subscribe to or would like or be interested in seeing happen?
I don't. I'm just enjoying the show, so I'm boring.
Yeah, I'm trying hard. So I think the actual primary plot points of this season have been leaked, and they're out there if you want to search a little bit on the current season and the word leaks, you'll likely find a pretty good outline of what's going to happen over these seven shows. I'm desperately trying to avoid it because it's not going to be as enjoyable as letting it unfold. As far as theories go, the only one that matters to me is Clegane Bowl, that I want to see the Mountain and the Hound go at it and the Hound prevail, which, one, I don't know how likely it is that they'll run across each other. And if they do, As much as I'm rooting for the Hound, the Mountain in his current state's probably a pretty difficult guy to beat. Not that he wasn't before. So I'm hoping that we get Clegane Bowl. That's probably my biggest fan theory there. And this is the Song of Fire and Ice. That's what the story is. And so you've got Daenerys with her dragons and fire, and you have Jon Snow as currently King of the North. So probably them teaming up somehow is good. And then the last part of the fan theory I talk about is a lot of folks talk about the three-headed dragon, that being maybe at some point in time you've got Jon Snow on a dragon, Daenerys on a dragon, and what I would pay cash money for is Tyrion on a dragon.
Yes, I can get behind that. I would love it if they all died and maybe Tyrion got to sit on the throne. I like that.
That would be cool.
I think that's a great idea. I think we should put Tyrion on the Iron Throne.
I think that would be a completely satisfying ending to the story.
It would be. Yes. I'm all for that. Awesome. We've solved it. That's what needs
done.
To happen.
Yep. You might as well just call this episode Game of Thrones Explained.
That's right. Major spoiler.
Yes. So who's next?
Very good recommendation, sir. And thank you for doing it without excessive profanity.
It was a struggle. I'm trying to do what I can. I'm just on my best behavior because Mel's here, of course, and that'll do it. But why don't we, since Mel is here, why don't we turn it over to her and get her recommendation for this week?
Okay. So I came prepared since y'all are music guys, and this is a, you know, y'all talk about so much music and Alice Cooper this and Alice Cooper that, and I know your fans love Alice Cooper. I have a music recommendation for you, but it's not Alice Cooper. I'm sure your fans will appreciate my music. However, I know Kelly's worried right now. It's not cellos. I really didn't feel that your audience would appreciate my cello music, so I didn't bring you a cello recommendation. I brought you some epic, kind of rock, pop. A lot of this music will be familiar to people because they've heard it in commercials or on TV shows or in video game trailers. So this guy's name, technically of the band, is Zayd Wolf, and it's Z-A-Y-D-E Wolf. It's a guy named Dustin Burnett, and I'm going to recommend a particular album of his, which I think was indie released because he's touting a new debut release. So I'm not the musician, y'all are, so bear with me. The album is called Rare Breed. There are 7 songs on the album, and they're all pretty much rock songs, things that you would hear in, like I said, video game trailers, or my favorite song on the album is track 5, Wildest Ones. That was in Teen Wolf, because I know Mike loves Teen Wolf with me.
Huh? That is absolutely true.
I love that song. It's my favorite song on the album. The first song is a song called New Blood. Then there's a song called Built for This, which has a really cute, not cute, nice little video that's a short film on YouTube, on his YouTube channel, of a child in a red hoodie fighting people in wolf masks, a la Little Red Riding Hood. It's a cute little film. I liked it. Kids magic, kids kicking butt. So that's fun. That's pretty much all of these songs are of the rock variety. The slowest song on the album, and I'm sorry, I liked this song until I found out what it aired in. It was on Dancing with the Stars, and it's
my
a song
second
called
favorite show.
Oh, I would like to see you on Dancing with the Stars, Mike. I really would.
I might watch that. I have an old war wound, and anytime dancing's brought up, it starts to act up, and I just can't partake.
Yeah, okay.
I think there was a contestant that participated with one leg at that point in time. So get over
there. Just to show off. So
yeah. It's actually the lighting, Kelly. The lighting is too bright. I think it would cause a reaction, is really.
That's true. Bright lighting is not for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would hurt. I actually liked that song before I found out shortly before the show that it was actually on Dancing with the Stars, and now I don't like it nearly as much. I think your listeners will really like that album, and it's everywhere. You can listen to it on his YouTube channel. You can listen to it on Spotify, because we all know if you listen to Nurture and Support, I'm a big Spotify fan. There's another song called King, which has the phrase in it, "It's good to be king." That's the chorus. And who doesn't love the phrase, "It's good to be king"? Mel Brooks, everybody.
But what was that in? So it wasn't from History of the World Part One, was it?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I don't know the song to know if it was in.
Oh, no, not the song. The song's not, but it says the words, "It's good to be king," but yeah. Not like Mel Brooks. No, sorry. This is a rock song. Mel Brooks doesn't sing this song.
Kelly's just not following along. He might be a little bit high right now. So we have to kind of, ease him into this.
It's okay.
He's not on the level that you and I are now.
There's this vision of Mike on Dancing with the Stars.
And it was traumatic. That,
It's troubling me. I'm having some difficulty right now.
Any excuse to take my shirt off. That happens on that show, right?
Sure. Rick Perry was on that show.
There you go.
God, I hope Rick Perry didn't take his shirt off.
I will go on that show. I will take my shirt off. You can't even tell between the tattoos and the chest hair. It's like a weird Christmas sweater.
That's a visual. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Yeah. Okay. So there's another song called Heroes, which most people will probably know from the video game Sniper 3 Ghost Warrior. The trailers for that, epic. Really love that song. And one of my favorites, Strike a Match, which I don't think was actually used in any commercials, but it features fire and the phrase burn it down, which is always popular with me because I do like fire and I do wish I could burn a lot of things down right now.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Not that- Thank you.
Not that Thank we're you. Encouraging anyone. I want to be clear. To
we would never do that.
That we would not encourage any sort of dangerous behavior.
Do on not our show. Enact in dangerous behavior or speak ill of Elizabeth Berkley's vagina.
Absolutely. And you should always use a burn barrel if you're going to burn anything. Right. So
obviously if this one gets anyone into trouble, this is Mel's fault.
Clearly.
Obviously. Yeah. I am enjoying busting loose because we're always so, straight-laced on nurture and support because we're trying to be nurturing and supporting. And that's not what Squat Cobbler does, nurturing and supporting.
Well, I mean, it nurtures and supports in a different way.
Yes, in a squatty kind of cobbler way. Yes, we do enjoy Squat Cobbler. So that was Zade Wolf by an artist named Dustin Burnett, who I think has a lot of songs that your listeners would appreciate, and they probably actually know a bunch of them, little earworms from commercials, because his music's been featured in NFL ads, Jeep ads, The Strain, another TV show. I think there's been some in The Royals, but not from this album. So this particular album is rare breed. He's got a lot of individual singles out, but you can listen to most of his stuff on YouTube, on his YouTube channel, or a lot of it is free, quote unquote, air quotes, free if you're a Prime subscriber on Amazon Music. So I have to put a plug in for my Amazon overlords.
I, too, am a huge Amazon fan. So
thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, and Sean Schick got me to go Amazon Prime. So
yes.
Welcome to civilization, Kelly.
It is nice.
It's beautiful. You're enveloped in the warm blanket of consumerism. You just have to embrace it.
And they'll probably give you a drone at some point so they can give you orders more expeditiously when our marching orders come, when they take over everything.
Now, Mel, you brought up how everybody knows, anyone who's a nurture and support fan knows, you're a huge fan of cello-based music. And this is something a little bit different and a little more tailored to our audience. So it sounds like you have a wide variety of stuff you're into. So give us a rundown. What would a Mel playlist consist of? Like, what kind of music, what kind of bands, what do we see on that? Because I assume right off the bat, Kelly's big debut on a Pagan song would have to be on there. But what else?
I will definitely listen to that. So when that is that released yet? Is that out?
It's up on YouTube.
Okay, so I'll have to check that out because I have not heard that yet. I listen to pretty much everything except for country and rap. Except old country, I grew up I'm from Texas, in case anybody can't tell from the accent. Willie Nelson was really big here. So I have
Is that code Willie. For anything, or do you actually like Willie Nelson?
Well, there are some old Willie Nelson songs, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Seven Spanish Angels. Come on, those were songs of my childhood, and things that you listen to, whether they were willingly listened to or not, sort of get into your head when you're a kid. My parents listen to country, so old country is occasionally acceptable. New country from the Garth Brooks era on is unacceptable. Billy Ray Cyrus, unacceptable. So I don't listen to any country. I'm not a big rap fan. Just haven't been exposed to most of it. So don't listen to that. But pretty much everything else I listen to, from any sort of rock, pop, I really like orchestral music. I listen to a lot of what would be considered movie orchestral music. So, you know, like not particularly the Star Wars themes, but a lot of indie orchestral music that they're trying to get their stuff into movies, which is kind of how I came across this band on YouTube from some of the channels that I listen to that put forth a bunch of that music. So I listen to everything. My playlist can be pretty chaotic. I usually theme them by, you know, a particular either a mood or books I've read, songs that remind me of a particular book that I've read. I'll theme my playlist that way.
That's very cool.
That's my answer. I hope it was acceptable.
Absolutely. It was a very cool answer.
Okay. Thank you. I would hate to disappoint you, Mike. I really would.
You could never. You're my favorite podcast host.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I believe you. Absolutely. Are you trying? You're trying to become a politician, I hear. So I absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, I shouldn't have led with that.
Yes. Yes.
Before the episode, I was texting Kelly. You're my favorite, no matter what I say on the show.
I know.
Yeah, and you're my favorite podcast host too, Mel. For reasons that should be self-evident from this episode.
Mel, I would say you're my favorite guest, but Kelly would try and debunk that right away. So
that's right.
Okay. Yes. I am on my good behavior. I don't think I've been swearing. Have I sworn? Have I dropped any swear words?
I don't think anyone has yet. So we're still clear of the explicit tag right now, right, Kelly?
So we're clear of the explicit tag. I still believe, again, given my current state, there's edits I will be doing prior to the YouTube version of this podcast going out.
Yes,
but
yes,
that's a different story. Mostly, you know, maybe a little bit of Mel's burn everything down portion of the show we'll go through. That's
fire
the trouble,
is good,
you know.
Though. Fire is good. Like fire. What your Squat Cobbler listeners might not know, if they're not also crossing over to Nurture and Sport, is that I am far more likely to drop a swear word than Kelly ever is. So
there you go. Although Kelly pretty regularly has been using some rough language on Squat Cobbler.
Has he?
So Mike's totally banking on you not being an avid Squat Cobbler listener at this point in time.
Hey, I drop a lot of swear words. I'm sorry. I'm on good behavior when it's on things that are recorded.
That sounds like a competition is brewing.
No, because Kelly, you will win, Mike.
I meant between you and Kelly, because I don't know if you're aware, but Kelly and I are planning the fuck-isode.
Yeah, and when Mike says and Kelly and I, just to clarify.
I may have suggested it, but Kelly didn't say no. So at some point, we are going to do the fuck-isode.
I think I might have said no. I have to go back to the
table. I don't remember it that way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all this is getting edited out.
See, all of this can get edited out, and it would still be a perfectly clean episode other than Mel encouraging widespread arson.
Yes, that part's going to be the tough one to work through.
I don't think I was encouraging arson. It was a song. It's all theoretical.
You're definitely not discouraging arson.
It's a song. Burn. I like fire. Come on. I'm a chick. I have candles and matches.
I have candles too. That's not gender specific. I love scented candles. So I'm a huge soccer mom in that, especially around the fall, anything pumpkin related enters my home. If I'm in a store, even if it's products I have no interest in whatsoever, if they put pumpkin on the front of it, it's going to get bought.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
Pumpkin candles in the fall.
Pumpkin Oreos. Didn't they have pumpkin Oreos? I bought some sort of cookie last fall that was not something I would ever buy that had pumpkin in it, and they were disgusting.
Yeah, most of it's terrible, but if it's pumpkin, it's coming into my home and at least being tried.
All right, I gotta unpack this here a little bit. So let's go back a minute or two here. So first of all, let's start off with one of the sentences I never thought I'd hear from Mike. I'm a big soccer mom. So at this point, that phrase... Already, I get a little, you know, I get a little unhinged. What really got me off, out of control and spinning out of control is following it up with Mike's proof point that he's a soccer mom involves an affection for pumpkins, something not directly related to soccer. So I was unaware that the kind of the soccer mom rite of passage was pumpkin affection. So this has been a learning episode for me. I appreciate that.
Yes.
See, now you're informed. You can go out into the world, share the information that you have so the next generation can be better.
Right. Because our goal is to improve the pumpkin spice output every year. The spice must flow, man. The
pumpkin spice must flow. There you go.
Absolutely.
We need to make like a parody video of Dune with pumpkin spice products crudely pasted in.
Yeah. Instead of the Fremen, it's soccer moms. And so, yeah, that'll be nice.
Or a pumpkin vine flowing across the scenery with a pumpkin. Everybody has to catch the pumpkin, you know, to get the spice because we have to have the pumpkin spice.
Kelly, jump on this. You got this. I believe in you.
It's on my to-do list. Okay. Writing it down. Yeah,
you have mad art skills.
Yeah.
Well, everything has been so good up until this point. Unfortunately, I kind of have to let everybody down with my recommendation. Not that my recommendation is going to be bad, but it's not going to be what I originally intended to recommend. And that was LeVar Burton Reads. That's 100% what I was going to recommend because, of course, I grew up on reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton has an awesome voice. But Mel beat me to it, and I was going to do it. Still going to recommend it from my perspective, but honestly, the more and more I thought about it, I can't beat the fact that he retweeted you. Nothing I say matters when LeVar Burton has retweeted you.
Yeah, my retweets on that have fallen off though, but hey, I was super, super freaking happy. And you can totally talk about LeVar Burton Reads. I'm behind.
It's okay. I've prepared a backup one, but okay. That's an awesome podcast. For anybody who missed the Nurture and Support one, go back, listen to Mel's recommendation. That's an awesome podcast. Listen to it.
Yes. And LeVar Burton retweeted me.
Yeah. And just
I feel
just
like you have bragging rights forever off of that.
I'm very proud of that. I might get it tattooed on me somewhere, my arm.
The retweet.
I'm Mel. LeVar Burton retweeted me. Hi. Thanks.
All I'm going to say, Mike, is if you follow this up with saying, I'd like to recommend Rebecca Kennedy Reads, I'm going to jump off the podcast.
No, but that should be a thing.
That would be good. I think she would do a very good job.
So do I, because Rebecca is good at everything she does.
Agreed.
So unfortunately, in lieu of the fact that I can't possibly stand up to the fact that LeVar Burton retweeted Mel, which is amazing, I had to come up with another recommendation, but luckily, like Kelly, I was perusing YouTube and I came across a great channel that I thought I would share with you guys. So I assume both of you are huge fans of ragtime music.
Yeah, I actually am, particularly the Randy Newman variant of it.
That I'm was not sure I know what the...
Yeah, that is not what I was expecting you to say. So what, Kelly, as a hardcore ragtime fan...
We like to go by raggers.
I'm sorry. As a dyed-in-the-wool ragger.
No.
Timers. Let's go with timers.
Yeah. Okay.
As someone who spent a long time on the rag, Kelly.
I tried to save you, man. I tried. Yeah.
As a timer. Yes, Mike. As a timer.
What are some things, if you were going to put together YouTube videos using ragtime music, what's the first thing that jumps to mind that would be the perfect fit for ragtime? What's that? Scott,
anything from Scott Joplin?
Scott Joplin?
Yeah.
You're right, Kelly. Twerking. Twerking is the first thing that jumps to mind with the ragtime music.
Okay. I've looked up the definition of ragtime. Do I need to read it?
Go sure. Ahead, Mel.
Okay. Music characterized by a syncopated melodic line and regularly accented accompaniment. I don't
exactly
think twerking fits in there, but that's...
You wouldn't think that necessarily off the top of your head, but... And Kelly, you're familiar with what twerking is, right?
Sure you are.
But I'm giving you the opportunity to be like, no, what's that?
Yeah, I know what the term refers to. Yes.
He's
demonstrating, folks at home. Be glad this is an audio podcast.
I have to be honest, I wasn't expecting that tattoo on his ass, but I'm not disappointed.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So glad you joined us tonight, Mel.
Just setting all of these up for me.
I'm helping.
Mel's an awesome guest. We need to have her on more.
Yeah, we can talk.
There is a YouTube channel called Ragtime Twerk, and as the title suggests, it is clips of various twerking videos that people have posted on YouTube set to ragtime music. It is amazing. It is one of the funniest things that you're ever going to watch on YouTube. It will probably replace all of the cute kitten videos on your playlists. Everyone should go and check it out. Kelly's looking at it already. I can tell by his facial expressions.
It's making me feel vaguely nauseous, and I haven't even looked up a video yet. I've got to be honest.
Just Google ragtime twerk. I have a feeling this isn't a huge subgenre of YouTube video.
Probably like I have to weed through a lot of results there would be.
This is going to totally skew my YouTube recommendations.
Yes. Yeah, your right column is going to get a lot more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. This looks scary.
So my recommendation is everyone checks out this YouTube channel, Ragtime Twerk.
Did you YouTube channel, Mike?
No, I did not.
Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah.
Yeah, so Mel mentioned a little bit earlier there was a cool video related to her recommendation. I believe that's the video you're going to find embedded in the blog post for this episode.
Kelly, you're missing out if you don't include one of these.
We'll take it under advisement.
Yeah.
There's no nudity in these videos.
So help me.
I don't know. I can see a whole lot of that, chicks, but I'm going to look away now.
I was going to say, Mel's like 3 minutes into this video.
She's like, yeah, now I'm done. And now I'm done.
Yeah.
She has to make sure she doesn't like it. So she's at least got to get 3 or 4 videos in.
Yeah. Yeah, my previous statement stands about the vague nausea. Yeah. But thank you.
So help me, Mike. You're perusing YouTube. I have to imagine, based on past YouTube searches and other activity you would have gone on there, that your suggested video list is diverse in terms of content. But how does one – did you actively go out and search ragtime twerking? Or how does one come across?
I just woke up and I was like, ragtime twerking, please don't exist. I'm sitting on a gold mine of an idea.
Yep.
So and unfortunately, someone beat me to it.
Yep. So that's your story on how you got to it?
You know what's strange? It's cleaned up, I guess would be the way to put it now. But for a long time, in my recommended videos, it would just be like stuff about serial killers, weird like music stuff, and then clips from the Ellen DeGeneres show. Her talk show. Like that would be the recommended videos every day. New serial killer videos, Ellen, every single day. So I've never watched Ellen's show, but I have a feeling it must not be the way I interpret or the way I imagined it to be. If that is somehow in any way recommended based on the things that I watch, Ellen's show is a very different animal than I thought it was.
I was not a regular watcher, but there are some moments. I can see where some serial killers might have appreciated Ellen's show.
And I believe it was the birthplace of ragtime twerking, if we go back and look historically.
She does twerk, I think, several times in her show. Yes. So that's potentially where serial killers.
There's an obvious correlation. So I'm changing my official story to Ellen made me do it.
Yes.
Okay.
As far as searching for ragtime twerk. I did not make the channel, though, just to be extremely clear about that.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
No wink there. I'm not allowed. There's no point in me making additional YouTube channels because I am not allowed to have an AdSense account.
Okay.
At least you can
host. Unlike Kelly.
Yeah. I can have an AdSense account. I just can't host Hangouts currently. So, not that I'm complaining, YouTube overlords. Perfectly fine. I'll do my time. No further punishment necessary.
Now, I think that, you know, we had a relatively clean show today. We did mention the fuckisode, but if you don't count that, I think we had a relatively clean show.
For Squat Cobbler? Yeah, I think we're pretty good. Does anyone have a social media recommendation?
Well, no. I have one.
Okay.
There's this actress, Rebecca Kennedy, who I think everyone should follow.
I agree.
Kelly? Yeah, see?
I think I'm just going to recommend. Yeah, and I'm just going to tie back to my recommendation a little earlier. And the host of Because Geek is on Twitter as @becauseval_. Put that in a link in the post so you can get to it nice and easy there. But it's becauseval_. It's her Twitter account. And an easy way to get to her videos is she does new postings. So that's mine.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, Mel, thank you for being back and thank you for joining us. And I hope you do again really soon.
You're welcome. Kelly's probably not going to let me, but that's okay.
That'd be correct.
Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks everyone.
Bye.
Your Alice Cooper opinions don't matter. And there's a lot of Scooby-Doo porn in general that I didn't know existed until the last couple weeks.
You must be so proud.
I'm just proud of myself that I got through my entire recommendation without using any objectionable language.
Okay. Want to be cool like Alice Cooper, do coke.